is Denny Elliott and Dean Ritz for Ethically Speaking.
Presidential candidates Bush and Kerry have made great efforts to distinguish their public policy ideas from one another. We are to assume that if Kerry wins, his policy ideas will be enacted, and if Bush is elected, his policies will be enacted. Apparently, it's a winner-take-all arrangement. The implicit assumption is that the election of one candidate anoints their policies as the correct ones, no matter how small the margin between the winner and the loser.
A popular belief, however, is not necessarily an ethical one. Slavery, a belief that people are property, was once widely accepted in the United States, although entirely unethical. Likewise, the most popular candidate doesn't necessarily have the best ideas. The fallacy in winner-take-all is that a winner-take-all president expects that the American people will accept his perception of reality. But democracies are not about setting policy based on perceptions of the president alone. Democracy is about setting policy based on our collective experience.
The practice of democracy is very much like the everyday practice of ethical life. In a democracy, as in our private ethical choices, we are individually responsible. Our challenge in being citizens parallels those of being ethical individuals, that is, to reflect on decisions we have made, learn from those decisions, and be ready to adjust our choices based on our continuing assessment of experience. Where we often fail as citizens is in not directing the efforts of our political representatives to reflect our changing and growing judgment. This gives our representatives the false impression that it is their will, not ours, that matters.
Ethically Speaking is co-produced by the University of Montana and the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg, with support from the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California.
Music by Eric Hutchins.